Bonneville Power Administration hydrologists are still somewhat off balance after a wild roller coaster winter from a so-so December to an alarming drought in early February to deluges of rain and snow last month. So heavy was precipitation in the Columbia Basin in March that the water supply surged 25 million acre feet. That pumped the water supply up to about 104% of average, letting BPA executives relax, wipe their brows, and, for the moment at least, drop talk of cost containment planning for the dry summer months. But water supply, they say, is only half the picture. The other half is what BPA specialists call the shape of the runoff from snowmelt. The ideal shape, they say, is slow, steady melting to keep the rivers feeding the Columbia full and flowing well into August. But they know it takes only a few too many warm, rainy days in the country east of the Cascades to turn too much snow into too much water too quickly in May and June. If that happens, it can make the fish, financial, and power outlook much more challenging, much more quickly. Planning specialists for the BPA point out their principal reservoir is snowpack, and they have no control over how fast or how slowly that melts. In 2011, for example, snow kept falling well into May, but last year the snowpack began disappearing in early spring. This year, well, right now things look good, but planners are also fastening their seatbelts. I'm Tom Bacon.